you're in the area and have some power. You know what Hurricane Mike did. It was a hit ground at a point at a 4, and now it's still at a 3 and hitting Georgia. And a lot of people are saying, wow, this is a natural disaster. And people who are pro-climate change and say that the world is responsible, human beings responsible for these hurricanes, they get offended. They say it's not natural to say natural disaster because we're causing it. Greg Wrightstone does not feel that way. He has written books on this. It's called Inconvenient Facts, basically what Al Gore is not telling you, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Greg joins us now. Greg, welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much, Brian.
So, but Greg, you know, this go ahead.
Yeah, this hurricane is just a great example of how they just latch on to any natural calamity, and it is natural, and then try and tie it back to climate change and our what I call our sins of emission, our increasing CO2 content from burning carbon dioxide. They link these hurricanes, tornadoes, forest fires, you name it, because they want to strike fear in the heart of the population in order to get things like the Paris Climate Accord enacted.
But in the big picture, you say hurricanes have always been there. What they would argue is they're worse and there are more now because of human activity.
Yeah, the science, the facts, and the data don't support that. In fact, the reliably alarmist Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, agrees with me. They agree that hurricane numbers have not been increasing. And even if you go to the NOAA website, we can see that both the numbers and particularly landfalling hurricanes in the United States have been in a definite decline for more than a century. All the while, CO2 and temperatures have been increasing. Particularly landfalling hurricanes are stark, and they're easily countable. And we can take them back really into the end of the 19th century. But even since the satellite record, when we can capture real accurate records of tropical storms and hurricanes, we also see a definite decline, not significant, but a decline nonetheless, of both tropical storms and cyclones, which are hurricanes, by the way.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, famed, said this: earthquakes, tsunamis, and tornadoes, traditionally acts of God on insurance forms, but climate change continues and coastal flooding from hurricane worsens. The forms might now include acts of humans from here on in.
Yeah, again, they're linking. What we have to do is again, go back to what does the science tell us? What do we see in the long-term data? We've had 2 years now with landfalling hurricanes in the United States, so it seems like there are more. But in the big picture, we'd gone back before last year. We'd gone 12 years with no major hurricane making landfall in the United States, and that's the longest period with no major hurricane striking landfall since NOAA began capturing records back in 18. Well, they go back. Their records go back to 1850. 12 years with no major hurricanes making landfall. You have to go back to the 1860s to get the second longest period with no major hurricane striking the United States. So you look at things like that, and what they do is take a short period of time and confuse that. What they need to do really is alarm the population. This what H.L. Mencken called imaginary hobgoblins of alarm, with which they need to frighten the population to get otherwise onerous regulations like the Paris Climate Accord enact. I mean, who in their right mind, and why would the United States enact just harmful and economically crippling legislation like carbon taxes or the Paris Climate Accords unless there was not imminent catastrophe that we need to prevent? And that's why they're doing this. They're painting every natural calamity, like I mentioned before, things like tornadoes, which have been in a long-term decline. And believe it or not, forest fires are also long-term decline.
Even though it seems like all of California is burning all the time?
Right. There are localized increases in California. That's actually an interesting story. Cal Fire, here I'm getting off on a different subject, but Cal Fire administers almost 25 million acres of the lower-lying non-mountainous terrain, and there forest fires are actually declining over the last several decades. In California, the high mountainous areas controlled by the U.S. Forest Service, we have seen an increase there, but it's probably due to different forest management practices where they have not previously, they had controlled burns that cleared out a lot of the brush. In fact, the head of CAL FIRE said there were 4 to 5 times as many trees in that area controlled by the U.S. Forest Service than what a healthy forest would normally have. So just imagine, you got all these trees competing for the little bit of moisture there.
Well, I mean, so when you have these other scientists who says, I believe in climate change because I believe in science, what do you tell them?
Well, of course, that's a misnomer. Of course climate is changing. Of course I know of no one who disputes that. It's pretty clear we've been warming, but the warming started 300 plus years ago. It started in the year 1695 in the depths of the Little Ice Age. And we've been warming ever since. There's really not much in the last 150 years that looks different from the first 150 years of the 300-year warming. So, sure, that's what I hear is, oh, the climate change deniers. And none of my – I'm a climate skeptic in terms of – I'm skeptical of a human link that's leading to catastrophic climate change. I see the same natural forces in place driving temperatures up and down and up and down ever since it has, since the dawn of time. And those, what Michael Mann and Al Gore want your listeners to believe is that those same natural forces that have been driving temperatures up and down suddenly ceased at the beginning of the 20th century. Really? Really? That's not how science works. And your listeners know that. So those same natural forces that have caused temperatures to increase, and I'll remind your listeners that historically, going back 4,500 years or so, the rise and fall of temperatures clearly relate to the rise and fall of civilizations. When it's warming period, like we're in right now, you can grow crops, you can be great harvests, and it's the cold periods that really are bad. Each cold period is corresponds to famine, death, mass depopulation. It's just opposite of what we're being told. It used to be, before climate science became politicized, these warming periods were called climatic optima. And why were they called that? Because for the Earth and humanity, warm has historically been really, really good, and the cold periods, like we're coming out of the Little Ice Age, have been really, really bad. And so we should all be thankful that, you know, we're in a warming period. We can grow more food. CO2 is fertilizing the plants. We're growing more crops. Humanity is benefiting from the changing climate.
I want to add the audience to you. You were in September 28th. You were in St. Louis, Missouri, and you were not treated well. Let's listen.
Climate models overpredict warming. These are the climate models used by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They overpredict warming by two and a half times too much, three times too much.
By chip!
Three times too much.
The blood of climate refugees from Puerto Rico to Louisiana is on your hands.
Thank
people
you.
People like you that perpetuate the lie and create the apathy.
So you get interrupted by people that don't agree with you.
Yeah, it's really, Brian, as a scientist, it disheartens me to see what's gone on with really a diminution of the scientific process. It used to be that the scientific process welcomed people with counter views, and they would test those views. But today, we have to be shouted down. The true science deniers are those on the left that are I call them the Ayatollahs of alarmism. They cannot allow any science or any information, any fact that might dispute their notion of man-made catastrophic warming. Because if you get that in there and you start, they accept one thing, it's kind of like the camel's nose under the tent, then they're almost admitting that they can't admit that there is a debate, and there is. But for them to admit that, that would mean that the science isn't settled.
So are you getting invited a lot of places, Greg, since you do have a point of view and that people like Al Gore are overstating this?
Sure. I just spoke I spoke at recent scientific conferences in Houston, where I was greatly received there. I just got out of a conference in Pittsburgh, my home base here, this week. There was I'm hated by some, but I accept that. But I'm out there. I'm trying to preach the gospel of scientific facts and the scientific process and getting the inconvenient facts out there. So I'm being welcomed actually by a large number of scientists who so far have been silenced.
Right.
It's tough for even scientists that believe as I do to come forward, because you take a lot of heat.
Yeah, great.
Not everyone can do it.
All right, and you can. Great. Greg Wrightstone, right. Thanks so much. He's pick up his book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Greg, thanks.
Thank you, Brian.